Welcome to the Fundraising Podcast brought to you by Charitable, the app and agency that's here to help you connect with your donors, fundraise well, and increase your impact. Join us as we dive into the world of fundraising strategy for charities and not-for-profits. From building trust to storytelling, marketing, innovation, and expanding your supporter base, we're here to help charities level up their fundraising game. Together, let's increase charitable giving and make the world a better place for the most vulnerable.
I remember being in Iraq at the height of the war with ISIS. We'd just flown in. In fact, we had to do a military descent. That's one of these, you know, 747, a jumbo, and you basically have to land as fast as you can because of any bullets, any shooting, it gives them the least chance to be able to hit the plane. We came down and we landed in northern Iraq, and I remember getting off the plane and all around me were just Black Hawk helicopters, fighter jets, you name it. And in that moment, I realized the game has changed. I'm in country and I need to start getting my wherewithal. As I drove from the airport, I mean, there must have been four or five bomb checks just to get out of the airport. And as I drove through the streets of northern Iraq, there were men, women and children just walking. I mean, no shoes. I can still remember a grandfather carrying a pillow. And I saw these people streaming into this city. I remember I said to the driver, like, what's going on? He said, well, these are all of the people that are being displaced by ISIS. He said they're leaving with what they could grab. ISIS can come in at night, they tell you to get out, and people are so disoriented that they just grab whatever they can grab. Men, women, children, kids dragging teddy bears along the ground. I mean, an unbelievable sight. But later that day, I found myself in a refugee camp. I mean, this place was arid. I still remember walking around the camp. It must have been at least high 30 degrees Celsius. The rocks were jagged. It was uncomfortable. We were delivering humanitarian aid, help and work to families who had been displaced by ISIS. I think feeding maybe 12,000 families, or just incredible. But as I walked across this refugee camp, I mean, it was oppressive, it was overwhelming, it was full of people. I remember out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone walking towards me with real purpose. And now whenever you're in a war zone, I tell you what, you have to be on guard. And anyone walking towards you with purpose, it needs to be met with a response as far as, okay, if I need to move, where am I going to move? And anyway, eventually this person, they got up in my face. Remember, this is a camp of 5,500 people. Some sleeping on the floor, some sleeping in what they call caravans, others in tents. And he got up into my face and he sort of says in broken English, hey, I hear you from Australia. And I said, yeah, I am, yeah. And it turns out this guy was a pastor. I mean, Iraq is a deeply spiritual country, not just with Islam, but with Christians and Catholics, Yazidis. And this person said he's a pastor. And over the last few days, he had led his congregation there on foot to this camp. And he said to me, look, I want you to know something. He kept talking about chocolate. I couldn't figure it out. And I'm trying to follow his lead. And I'm also just getting increasingly kind of anxious. But then we landed on the Lindt Cafe siege in Sydney from, I mean, it must be a decade ago plus now. And he said, I want you to know that when that happened, our church, we stopped and we prayed for you. And here I am, I'm delivering aid and relief to families that desperately need food, shelter, clothing, a sense of safety. And here's a guy in a camp of 5,000 people comes to find me to tell me that his church cared about Australia. I mean, I don't care whether you're spiritual or not. That is hectic. And I remember thinking to myself, do not put that on me. Do not put it on me. Because the reality is, I find it hard enough to raise money for you guys in my country to feed you, right? Let alone care for you spiritually, as churches and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, that was where I realized that the art of storytelling can be profoundly powerful. Welcome to the Fundraising Podcast by Charitable. My hope is this episode, we will learn a little bit about what it means to tell powerful stories to give you the tools that you need to help contextualize, to shape, to reframe, and to drive story for outcome. I'm Mike Gore, and I'm sitting here in the studio with my co-host and one of my great friends, Jordan Scott. It's good to have you here.
I actually just forgot I was on a podcast because I was so entrenched in your story. Wow.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it was something that today, I mean, as I was retelling it, I can see it in my mind's eye. It still moves me today to think that this man, I mean, there are so many more stories and I won't share with them because they would have to come with trigger warnings. But I'll tell you what, having spent a lot of time in Syria, Iraq, the Middle East, Egypt, I have story after story like that. But today, what I'd love to do, and it might only be a shorter episode, but what I want to do is share a simple framework for storytelling. And that is as follows, Jordan. Theme, paradox, lesson. What's the theme to your story? What's the paradox? Like, where and how can you shape it or reshape it? And then how do you land it with a lesson? I remember being in Egypt with you and teaching you this thing. Can you remember that?
Yes, like it was yesterday, except it was almost 2 years ago now.
Tell me a little bit about that story or Egypt. Like, give me a story. Help shape it. You don't have to use that model, but just let something come out. And as we go, we'll shape the model so that listeners can go, hey, I get it. I can see the theme. I can understand where you sort of use the shift in that paradox to place it here in Australian culture. And I also get the lesson that you're trying to share with me.
Yeah. I mean, you're putting me on the spot here, Mike. I mean, I remember being in a monastery. It was an Orthodox monastery, an Egyptian Orthodox monastery, which they call Coptic. And there was this man who was showing us around. And quite honestly, like, he looked really different than what I was used to. He was wearing a head-to-toe black long dress. He wore a black hat. He had a long gray beard. And at first, he was just really different than what I was used to. And so it took me a little while to kind of, you know, warm up and work out, you know, what was all going on, what this was all about. But then we sat down over a cup of hibiscus tea and I just noticed the way that he loved people. I saw when the man came over to bring us tea, and you know, he looked up at him and he said shukran habibi, which is thank you, my love. Just such a tenderness to him, and just the way that he was gentle in the way that he answered our questions. And you know, there are a lot of questions about monastery life and, you know, what do you do and why are you a monk and what does that even look like? And just his gentleness and tenderness really stuck with me. And, you know, I think I learned a lot about what love looks like from this man. And, you know, if I was to picture, you know, who's the most loving person I know, you know, he wouldn't necessarily be the picture of it. But after spending time with him and the way that he talked about people, it was so, he was so different from me. And yet I would say he's taught me, that 1 hour with him taught me so much more about love than I ever could have thought about before.
And so in the middle of that, we're learning that the theme that came through was love. The paradox was around the idea of, look, I don't know if this stacks up to even my understanding of it. Does it stack up to yours? For instance, that's where the paradox comes in. Or hang on, love in the Eastern, like, mythology or religious world looks very different to the Western, as does inclusivity and unity and all those kind of things. And then the lesson in that is, well, what will it look like to become more loving here, right? Themes, paradox, lesson. And so for anyone listening, whether you're writing copy, whether you're doing direct marketing campaigns, whether you're public spaces, speaking, theme, paradox, lesson is a really simple way to help give context to story. I remember, again, being in places like Syria. It was the height of the war with ISIS. It was an absolute mess. But the wrestle was that as you walked around and you saw all of the refugee camps, I mean, thousands upon thousands of people, I remember thinking to myself, why wasn't I born a Syrian refugee? I mean, just let that sit for a minute. Why, for any of our listeners, for you, for anyone here in the room studio, like, why were we born where we were born? when we were born and for what purpose? Because that began to form a powerful campaign for me. Having seen these beautiful children, having seen men my age, highly trained, highly professional, well, way more professional than me, right? Principals, lecturers, doctors, you name it, all living in abject squalor. Seeing beautiful women, some of the, I still remember sitting in a refugee camp, being fed by Muslim families who would be given handouts. And in those handouts and their weekly food pack, they'll be rationed down to have a few cans of soft drinks, some snacks, nibblies, whatever else it is. And the moment they'd invite you into their tent, I mean, number one, it would be pristinely clean, beautifully kept. And then they'll crack open these food packs and they'll say, here, have the soft drinks. And it would be so hard to receive it. Yet at the same time, their greatest honor was to be able to do that. I remember we'll take toys into these camps. And to be honest, one of the great things to do is everyone goes, oh, I want to get the kids running over and these smiling photos. I want to hand out the toys. And I remember saying to the team I'd go with, no, you're going to give them to the mums and you're going to let the mums give them to the kids when they want to, because they have jack all, right? And how dare we come in and say, let us take the glory. Sitting with these women and giving them toys and having them cry saying, thank you so much, and just saying, hey, I don't need to be here when you give it, but I want you to say to your kid tonight, here you go, I've got this for you, when you have absolutely nothing. It's unbelievably rewarding. But in the middle of it, the paradox for me is, so why weren't you born a Syrian refugee? A campaign. Well, why were you born? Where were you born? Why weren't you born as a Syrian refugee? And the lesson being, you know what? We are so similarly wired, aligned, born, valued, all of those things. But for one of those people, their lot in life was to live through a war, be displaced by war, and to now live in refugee camps. And for us, it was to have a vastly different life. So why would you not use your freedom and your finances and your time to help? Create a theme, define the paradox, and embed the lesson. The three most powerful tips when it comes to storytelling. My hope is, albeit a little bit of a different episode, it has been inherently encouraging, inspirational, inspiring, but at the same time informative. For any more information on how to land theme, paradox, or lesson, please reach out to Jordan or any of us at Charitable. Find us on LinkedIn, on Instagram, any of the socials. We'd love to chat with you. If you can, rate, review, share the podcast, do whatever you want. Because all I really care about is finding friends and doing good stuff in life. So please reach out to us. We love you. We appreciate you. You're doing great work. And remember, storytelling done well can change lives. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fundraising Podcast. We're Charitable and we love all things fundraising. If you want to keep the conversation going, be sure to follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Charitable without the E. Reach out to us, send us a DM. We'd love to connect with you and maybe even work with your charity to help you level up your fundraising. Until next time, thanks for making the world a better place. Charitable, the easy way to give.